Planning Commission Administrative Hearing, August 3rd, 2022.
Okay, thank you everybody for coming out tonight. Today we will open up the administrative hearing. It is August 3rd, 2022. I'm Dustin Wright, I'll be the hearing officer tonight. And we will, we have one item on our agenda. I'll read the item in. We'll have staff do a presentation. Then I'll turn the time over to the applicant to make any comments that they would like to. And then I will open it up to the public for the public hearing portion and give each person that would like to speak a few minutes. And then we'll close the public hearing and we'll bring it back for discussion with staff and the applicant. And then following that, I'll be able to make a decision on this item. So we'll read in item number one, Tom Stewart Construction requests project plan approval for new industrial building in the PIC planned industrial commercial zone located at 2103 South Tracy Halt Parkway. It's in the Spring Creek neighborhood, and Aaron is the presenter on this item. Slides, there we go. Okay, thanks.
All right, so here's the area here, just along Tracy Hall Parkway. It's one of the remaining vacant lots on that street. If you want to move forward, there it is in context with the area, the site plan, what is proposed to be built there. If we can go to the next one, we can zoom in on that. So it's a just over 12,000 square foot building with 28 parking stalls. It's been through coordinator review committee, a staff review to be checked for different code standards for all the different divisions and has been found to meet those standards, not only for the PIC zone, but with all the utility work proposed on the site. If you move forward again, landscaping also meets the PIC zone requirements. Do I have another one? Oh, and then the floor plan, it's just a spec warehouse building, four garage doors on the back side of the building and four person doors to each one of those bays. So seeing that it has gone through staff review and has been found to meet code, we are recommending approval of this project plan.
Casey, you're the applicant on this item. Do you have anything you'd like to present or discuss?
Aaron said it's just a spec building for us, so pretty simple.
Okay. And then is the structure, it's a one-story,
yep.
So we'll meet the height requirement in the zone. There's more parking stalls than the minimum required. And then, okay, so I will now open it up to the public for a public hearing. And like a reminder, you can have a few minutes to discuss. And then after that, I'll close the public hearing and move forward from there. So there's the neighborhood chair.
Okay. Mary Miller, Spring Creek neighborhood chair. You were one of the neighbors I wasn't able to get a hold of. I did meet with some of our neighbors because this is something that would affect just certain homes here. And the two homes that will be most impacted are theirs and the home directly north of them. Are there any outdoor fans there outside the building? That is a huge concern.
So we'll... You just ask your questions,
oh,
and then
sorry.
after the public hearing, I'll close
okay.
it.
Okay. We'll so anyway, as a neighborhood, those that I spoke with and myself as the chair understand that this is in, it aligns with the general plan. It aligns with the zoning, all of those things. The biggest concern is the noise factor. And so short of knowing exactly what that will be, we understand it's zoned properly, it's in the general plan. We understand we don't really have any place to object to this moving forward. So that's all I have from those who are or who will be impacted. And these folks are the only ones I was not able to talk with.
Thank you.
Ray Rigler, the only question I have is the noise. That's it.
The reason is we bought the place over here. We watched for noise when we was over there, and there wasn't really much of it. But later we found out they're working nights, and there's a lot of noise. That's what we don't want to happen. We don't need to add to it. So we don't even know what you're doing. You're putting up a building, but what is it going to be for? Can you tell us that? I don't know.
Yeah, after the public hearing, then I'll give the applicant a chance to respond.
Oh, gotcha. So kind of what they're going to do. And if it is going to have a bunch of noise, if they can restrict it to where it's not going 24 hours.
Okay. Thank you.
That's the only thing.
And just to add to that, we are the only residential zone in all of Provo that abuts a PIP zone. So we want to live happy with whoever our neighbors are on the other side of that concrete wall. So we would just like to know as much as you can tell us about what's going in there. In general, the area south of us in the business park down there is all supposed to be clean. And we're hoping that whatever you put in that building, it will be clean and quiet.
Okay. All right. Thank you all for those comments. And we'll now close the public hearing. So no more comments. And then I'll give the applicant a chance to respond to those things that came up in the public hearing there.
So our intent is to be a good neighbor. Obviously, construction hours will be during city allowed times. There may be a time or two where somebody shows up early. If they do, just call us. You know, you can yell at us, we'll yell at them. But our subs are usually pretty good at sticking to, you know, allowed hours by the city. If there's ever something we are planning on, an exception for that, we'd let the neighbors know. As far as the tenant, we don't have one, so I can't really speak to who's going to go in there and what they do. Most of our tenants are great companies, great tenants. They don't cause issues, so that's somebody we would continue to look for. Like I said, we want to be a good neighbor. We're not looking to cause problems and make life hard for you guys, but don't know who it will be yet. And I would assume somewhere close to end of construction, we'll probably have somebody take that building, but as of right now, it's vacant. So it'll just be a bare shell.
And then were there items on the building, fans, AC units, those type of things?
Well, there will be at some point when somebody moves into that building, they may add cooling that would sit on the roof. Right now, all that there is unit heaters inside the building. So, but those RTUs are not something that's super noisy. They're going to be 30 feet up in the air. On top of that roof.
And then Aaron, in this zone, since they are located adjacent to the residential, there's certain additional setback requirements that they've followed. Do you want to just take a second?
Yeah, they've supplied the correct setback. It's twice the building height, which they've offered, and then the masonry wall along that eastern boundary, and they've offered that. So they've met the transitionary standards for that. And just maybe to piggyback on the question about noise, Title IX of the Provo City Code could address any noise. The city allows a certain amount of decibels and hours for those things. So if there is an issue with that, the police department could address that if it happens.
Okay. Can I ask a question?
So the public hearing portion's closed.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so the comments that we received were about the noise, the hours, those types of things. And I think we've addressed those.
We wasn't concerned about the noise of the construction. We're talking about the noise that the business is going to make.
Yeah, and I understand that. And like Mr. Ardmore pointed out, the city does have our noise ordinances that they will need to follow. And I know that can always be a concern, but that's, the process that we have is that if there are issues that we notify the police. You know,
and they offer for lights at night. If they're going to work nice, can they make it so that the lights aren't keeping everybody up?
The lighting, all the all the work should be done inside the building. So if there's any work outside, that would need to be.
With the business, not the construction part that's going to be there when they're done.
Correct. Yeah, that's what I was referring to. So all the business operations should be operated from inside the structure. So I have read through the staff report and I see that it does meet the requirements of the PIC zone. One thing I'll just note as a condition that staff provides the applicant with that chapter 9 of our city code, so they're aware of the hours and the noise. Just kind of make that something that they're able to have. So I will approve the project plan application for the new industrial building at 2103 South Tracy Hall Parkway in the Spring Creek neighborhood with that condition for staff to provide that section of the code to the applicants. And we only have the one item on our agenda tonight, so I'll go ahead and close this public hearing. Thanks everybody for coming out tonight.
Thank you.
Thanks.
So I am so sorry.
Thanks, Casey.
Yep.